You've almost certainly had the experience, as have I, of seagulls dive bombing your fish and chips at the seaside. But why do they do it? Well, it turns out that researchers at the University of Exeter think they've got the answer. They've conducted an experiment on 27 herring gull chicks in Cornwall, and they've discovered that they almost always prefer seafood, even when multiple other food alternatives, including those that they've previously been reared on, are on offer. Here's Nilcha Bohart at the University of Exeter, who did the study.
So the big question is, how do gulls come up with this idea of stealing our food? We know that adults are very good at it. We also know that juveniles are not so good at it. And so we are just wondering, is this something that they learn from adults? So if you have gulls living in cities, doesn't mean that their chicks will also become food stealers? Or is this something that they learn later on in life?
Nature versus nurture, that old chestnut.
Exactly, yes, because we really don't have any idea how they acquire these skills.
And so how have you been able to look at this? Because these are protected, these species that you're interested in, aren't they?
Yes, exactly. Although we studied herring gulls in particular, in different countries there'll be other species that are more common. Actually, they're in a national decline, which basically means they are in fewer numbers breeding on their natural sea cliffs. But actually, they're really increasing in towns.
So it might be that they're not decreasing, they're just decreasing where we're looking.
Well, exactly. It's just really hard to count numbers in towns because I don't know if you've seen them around where you are, but they often build nests next to chimneys and on flat roofs, on industrial estates. So you would need some kind of expensive drone survey, whereas on natural sea cliffs, you can just kind of sit there with binoculars and count all the nests. So I don't think there's a very systematic assessment of exactly how many breeding pairs there are in towns. But our impression is that they are increasing. However, we don't know exactly what happens to the offspring. So if you breed in town, do you then have chicks that thrive, or are they actually not doing particularly well? That's another question we'd like to investigate.
And also, presumably, understanding in order to do better conservation, what's driving that potential invasion of the city? Is it that they're in pursuit of a ready meal, which comes more easily in town than it does on the cliffs by the beach?
Yes, exactly. So we don't know whether it is that towns just attract particularly bold individuals. So if you're a risk-taking individual and just not averse to stealing, maybe you're attracted to towns. Or the question that we're trying to address in this study was, if your parents are food stealers, will you actually become a food stealer yourself?
And how did you ask that question?
So what happens around here in Cornwall is that birds will breed on roofs, and then once the chicks are ready to fledge, or perhaps before then, some of them fall off roofs. And so what happens then is that people will take them to rehabilitation centers to allow them to grow up in captivity. And so we got 27 of these chicks that had fallen off residential roofs in towns across Cornwall. And then we reared them on different diets. So we're trying to replicate the extremes that we see in nature, where some parents might feed their chicks mostly fish and marine foods, and other parents might feed their chicks mostly urban foods. So we're trying to replicate this natural scenario.
I'm desperate to ask, what's urban food? Does that mean what, burgers, chips, junk food?
That is an excellent question. So due to animal welfare and ethical concerns, we weren't inclined to feed them with like the worst of anthropogenic foods. So what we settled on then was mostly cat food and bread. And then we added some supplements, vitamins and things to make sure that they actually were of nutritional quality as compared to the marine foods, because we don't want to create, you know, awful health issues in these birds. But we presented them with the kind of thing that they might encounter in urban areas. And so the funny thing is actually that in my house, our kitchen door is being visited every day by a gull that comes stepping on the glass. And then one day the door was open and it actually went for the cat food bowl. So they are definitely aware of these kinds of food sources. But in general, what you of course see in towns is that they'll steal your chips and your pasties. If you sit around with a carrot on the beach, they will not go for that. So they are picky in what they eat, for sure.
And the question then is, having reared them on one foodstuff, does that become their preference? It's a sort of learned thing, or do they still revert to type given half the chance?
So that's exactly the question we try to address. So what we had then, how we manipulated this was that, because you might also see that they're just preferring what they're most familiar with. So what we did is all birds got all food throughout their stay in captivity. You can actually hear them in the background now. I don't know if you can hear them. But 80% of the time they would have marine foods in a marine treatment group. and 20% of the time they would have urban food. And in the urban food treatment, it was the opposite. So 80% of the time they would have cat food and bread, and 20% of the time they would have fish. So everyone had seen the food throughout their stay in captivity. And then four times in their early life, we tested them on which food they preferred. And it turns out that actually it really doesn't matter what you feed them in early life. They just love fish. So you can try to give them cat food or bread most of the time, and when they're little chicks, and they will always go for fish. They really do not like bread or cat food. So in other words, urban birds, if they were feeding their chicks or trying to feed their chicks a lot of human foods, they'll probably reject it and will just go for the fish.
And there you have it. Just eat carrots at the seaside. That's the answer. Neil Chabohut there. She's at the University of Exeter.